AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Five dead, dozens injured after an Amtrak train flipped over in Philadelphia last night. Daniel Wetrin was on board.
I walked off as if, like, I was in a movie. There's people standing around, there's people with bloodied faces, people with, like, chairs, tables mangled about in the compartment, the power cables all buckled down as you step off the train.
Our Warren Levinson is live in Philadelphia.
Rita, sunrise is glinting off the string of ruined and partly ruined rail cars that fell off the track last night. Six of the injured are in critical condition. More than half the 243 people aboard the Washington to New York run were taken to hospitals. The derailment took place at an area known as Frankfurt Junction, where there's a big curve. As many as 300 rescuers worked through the night, pulling passengers through the twisted metal and shattered glass. There's no word on what caused the accident, which has halted service on the busy Northeast Corridor. Investigators from the Federal Railroad Administration and National Transportation Safety Board are due here this morning. Passengers tell of a train that was sailing smoothly along, then everything went flying. Rita?
Warren Levinson, live in Philadelphia this morning. Still no sign of a missing U.S. Marine helicopter in Nepal. It vanished northeast of the capital of Kathmandu while delivering earthquake disaster aid. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani is at the Pentagon.
Colonel Steve Warren says the military is hopeful the helicopter landed somewhere but doesn't have communications capability in the rugged mountains. Warren says another helicopter in the area had heard radio chatter about a possible fuel problem. Six Marines and two Nepalese soldiers were aboard. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Five people have been found shot dead in a home in Arizona. Police think this was a murder-suicide. Nissan and Toyota were calling even more vehicles now because of problem airbags made by Takata. This is AP Radio News. The jury in the Boston Marathon bombing case will begin its deliberations today after hearing a few final words from each side. Our Shirley Smith reports.
Prosecutors want convicted Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev to be executed, but his lawyers say he should get life in prison instead. They admit their client participated in the bombings, but say he was heavily influenced by his brother, who wanted to punish the U.S. for its actions in Muslim countries. The prosecution portrayed Tsarnaev as a callous, unrepentant terrorist who deserves the death penalty. Three people were killed and more than 260 injured when two bombs exploded near the Boston Marathon finish line in 2013. I'm Shirley Smith.
A judge is deciding whether to allow President Reagan's would-be assassin, John Hinckley Jr., to live full-time outside a mental hospital. 7 days of hearings ended yesterday. Hinckley wants to live full-time with his mother in Williamsburg, Virginia. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.